Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Okay, so welcome to the Midweek Takeaway, Paul Matheson, Amazing AI. How are things, Paul?
Very good. How are you?
Yeah, well, as I was saying to you before, I'm feeling a bit crap, actually. So hopefully you can't hear it too badly in my voice. But
you need a good rest.
Indeed. Well, you had your RNS yesterday to explain that you've started the process to purchase. Reading between the lines, that's the put and call options that we discussed, and maybe some tweaks in terms of collars and all sorts of other things. So I'm going to pass the floor over to you and tell us what you have done and what you're going to be doing every day from now on.
Yeah, sure. So this was a key step. We've been very patient. As I think I mentioned to you before, we had a view that there may be a correction in the price of the crypto assets, which has proven to be correct. So we've made our first purchase at around 3 or 4 month lows in the crypto markets. So we made that initial test. We had to test the plumbing to make sure all of the systems work. You know, we didn't want to go in and have a huge exposure, A, because we thought the price of the market was going down, and B, to ensure all the custodian and all the other parts are in place. So what we've done is we've initiated our first exposure to Bitcoin as the first of the diversified basket of crypto assets. So in terms of exposure, that exposure is via long-dated out-of-the-money call options over Bitcoin. So we have exposure to, if Bitcoin goes above 220,000 or 320,000 over the medium term, then we will make money on our call option position. If it goes below 60,000, then we will make money on our put option position. Now, by doing this, it enables us to get 100 times leverage or exposure as opposed to just buying one Bitcoin. We've got 100 times exposure. So how that works is the premium or the option premium combined of those three strike prices equates to a 1% cost versus the exposure. So we're gaining 100 times the upside compared to a normal crypto or digital asset treasury that's out there. So it's a very good use of capital in terms of very efficient, in terms of only requiring 1% of the outlay. So if Bitcoin was to go, if we were to deploy $1 million into our strategy and Bitcoin was to go to $1 million US over the medium term, then our options that have a strike price of 320,000, we would make 680,000 on that position if it went to $1 million. So put it in simple terms, for every $1 million of exposure or premium, we would make 68 million of profit under that scenario. So there is substantial upside. If Bitcoin was to collapse to zero, if people are not believers in the crypto space, then we would make 60,000 on the downside on our 60,000 put options. So we have good coverage. So we're betting on volatility over the medium term in these marketplaces. And we think it's a very sophisticated and efficient strategy.
So, Paul, if the I'm going to put a few scenarios to you now. If the Bitcoin price, you said you had now options 220 and 320. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So let's say the Bitcoin price goes to 150,000. Okay. How much more valuable is your put option than it is purchased at, I'm assuming, 107, 108?
Yeah, so if that was to happen in the very short term, there wouldn't be much decay in the option premium. So you'd be probably looking at around 10 times the premium price under that sort of scenario.
Okay, So you would make 10 times the premium rather than 10 times the amount of bitcoins that are actually in the process.
Exactly. So if we were to, under that sort of scenario, if that happened in the next month for a million of premium, that million of premium would be probably worth approximately 10 million if that happened in the short term. So it's a much more leveraged approach, as opposed to if you bought Bitcoin at 105,000 and went to 150, then you're only making quite a small percentage return.
Okay, great. So that's the Bitcoin market. Does this market replicate itself in terms of Ethereum and the other plays that you were talking about entering into as well?
Yes, so we haven't entered them yet, but we will, as per our announcement, we'll be gaining exposure to Ethereum, XRP, and Solana over between now and the end of December. So, using a similar strategy in terms of we're looking at to get that 100 times leverage, you're looking at around 200% out of the money call options in terms of the major exposure, but we'll also have 100% a small position in 100% out of the money options, so that we would still make money even on that scenario if it went up between the range of 100 to 200%, and on the downside around 50% out of the money, so around half the current price of the underlying digital asset.
Okay, when we say long dated, the one that you've done so far, how long is the date on the part option?
Yeah. So the options are 1 year that we'll be rolling on an ongoing basis to gain 5 year exposure. So the option premiums currently in the marketplace, the volatility is very high. So the premiums aren't justified the investment to go all the way out 5 years initially. So we've decided to roll on a quarterly basis our annual option position to still gain that exposure over 5 years.
Okay, so you have to pay an additional premium every quarter.
No, we'll be rolling those options. So we'll be closing them out, selling them, and rolling straight into the next quarter to advance. So we remain a year out at all times.
Okay. So,
Now the option market over time is becoming more sophisticated and developed. So if those premiums on those longer dated options become more attractive, then we would extend further out than the 1 year and a rolling basis. But at the moment, that's the most attractive proposition in the most liquid option markets. We've had quotes from other groups for longer dated, but with the volatility in Bitcoin, for instance, is around 50%. So it does make those longer term options quite expensive. So our analysis is that rolling on a 1 year basis is the best approach at this point.
okay, so I had a conversation with you about Tau as well. Is that one of the ones that you would consider? And I suppose the smaller value coins, would you consider holding those coins as in the physical coins, or it has to be or not physical, digital, or it has to be an option situation?
We prefer to stay with the option scenario simply because of the leverage. Our whole philosophy is about maximizing the upside while limiting the downside. So, even a coin, no matter how good it is, if you're only one for one, you're not getting that 100 times exposure. But we believe it makes more sense to go with our strategy across the board. The issue is that some of the smaller coins or tokens don't have options available, so that would limit participating in those markets. At the moment, the most four highly liquid digital assets are the four that we've chosen, and we are looking at Tau. It's quite interesting in terms of the AI aspects to it, which sort of fits with our general business philosophy. We're also looking at a gold-backed exposure as well, but for those that are interested in in the gold space. We think that would make our stock of interest to them as well by having that exposure. And it adds to the diversification by having something totally different to the others. So we may end up with five or six in our diversified portfolio. And as you said, at the moment, the most likely number five or six is a gold-backed digital asset and potentially Tau as well.
Okay, so everybody's probably scratching their head going, yeah, okay, I can see what we're doing here to an extent. What can go wrong, Paul?
If you don't believe that digital assets are going to be relatively volatile over the short to medium term, then that is, I guess, is the only thing that could go wrong. So it would need all five or six of the digital assets to go nowhere over the next 5 years. So we think that's a highly unlikely scenario, but it is possible. So under that scenario, that's the only way that our strategy would not make money, where these assets were flat. Historically, they've been very volatile, with adoption, from institutions and other groups. We think that the markets will continue to expand rapidly to the upside, but volatility will remain until they become ingrained in the normal institutional framework. So that is a scenario that all five stocks either stayed flat, didn't collapse, or didn't go up in price over the medium term, that strategy would not work. However, because we have a core, strong underlying lending business, our company would still survive and prosper on the back of that core business that we have. But the upside in this strategy is really around volatility and long-term gains in the digital asset space.
Yeah, the only one sure thing, or the only one sure constant about crypto in general is volatility, isn't it? Though that volatility seems to be reducing, as in we're not having as big a volatile scenario, and you would expect that to be the case when, especially in Bitcoin, you've only got 21 million coins available. That is reducing all the time, and more of those are being sucked out. So how many Bitcoin, let's assume the price stays the same, when by the time Christmas comes, what exposure, as you put it, do you expect to have in Bitcoin?
Our exposure, we expect to be around at least 50 million pounds of exposure.
But that won't all be in Bitcoin. What percentage do you expect
No, so a fifth of that. So 10 million in Bitcoin, 10 million in each of the others.
Okay, so you intend to be pretty standard in terms of 20%, 20%, 20% in terms of what you're going to do. That will be 10 million pounds.
Pounds, yes.
Okay, very good. So, I mean, that's going to be in excess of 1,000 Bitcoin then by Christmas, where you'll have exposure to more than 1,000.
Correct.
Okay. And the others are going to be much bigger positions. So actually, the volatility in those markets seems to be higher in Ethereum, XRP, Solana, the gold-backed exposure I'm very interested in as well, because I think gold's only going one way, though I'm sure you're going to take the other option. But that gold-backed exposure, you're talking about a coin that is backed by gold, or gold itself?
A coin that's backed by gold. So it has to be a digital asset.
Yeah, okay, very good. Okay, I'm not going to go into the lending business now, but are we expecting more updates on the lending business as time goes by, so we can see what's happening?
Yes, we're working on some very exciting developments there. So watch out for our next lot of announcements.
And in terms of the buying, you've said you're going to go in pound cost average, or you, I think, stated dollar cost average, which is true because most of these are denominated in dollars. We doing this on a daily basis, or is it going to be, full steam ahead, doesn't matter what happens to the price now? Or if the price jumps or falls, are you going to take a pause and do the sensible thing, or is it, I'm in?
So at the moment we're doing on a daily basis, but if there's a dramatic fall in the price, the price is looking a little bit weak at the moment. If it was to have a big dip, then we would significantly increase at that point. So, if there was some big drop down below 100,000, that would be the time to deploy, say, 50% of our remaining capital towards it. So we are being opportunistic in terms of our timing. And again, as I described to you recently, we did have a view that it was in a correction phase, which has proven to be correct, rather than buying a month ago at 125,000. We've been smart by holding off.
Yeah. Okay. So we're looking for volatility. Let's hope we get it. And good luck in deploying all these cash. And we look forward to hearing from you in the not too distant future about the lending business and what else you're talking about investing in.
Great. Look forward to speaking again soon.
Paul Muston, thank you for coming on the Midweek Takeaway.
Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.